Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas and Luckett Pérez. Greeting all of you this morning, a Saturday with pleasant thoughts. Why do I say that? Because Sri Lanka won the first one-day international against Zimbabwe from the jaws of defeat. Ripley's, believe it or not, it was a fantastic final over bowled by Madhushankar, which I'm sure he'll remember in the many years to come. Right, let's dive straight into the game. Charit Asalanka is a little bit concerned as to what he's going to do with his opening slot. Pathum Nisanka, we all know, is a fantastic player in form. But does he have the correct partner with him to open? Because Nishan Madushka, with his appalling footwork, looks very unsettled to play at this level of cricket. He was out yesterday without scoring, and Sri Lanka had a dent early in the day after being put into bat, because this was, remember, a day game. But all credit must go to Sri Lanka. They made 298, despite the fact that the experts sort of envisaged Sri Lanka to make around 260. The second wicket partnership of 100 runs between Kusal Mendis and Pathum Nisanka was wonderful to note. Pathum Nisanka made a wonderful 76, should have gone on and made 100, and Kusal Mendis 38. But here comes the back end of batting with Janit Lianage and Kamindu Mendis. Look at exactly what happened. Sri Lanka won 61 for 5, losing a couple of wickets tagged as clusters. But then Janit Lianage, fascinating knock of 70 runs in 47 balls, absolute power hitting. He amassed 3 huge sixes and 6 boundaries. He was ably supported by Kamindu Mendis, who made 57 in 39 deliveries. 4 boundaries, 3 big sixes, which helped Sri Lanka to reach a very defendable target of 299. The partnership, 137 between Kamindu Mendis and Janit Lianage, turned the game on its head. But Sri Lanka was in for a surprise, because Zimbabwe came out with a fascinating performance. Believe it or not, they are a talented side. They could really enhance their talent in the white ball format. Despite losing 2 wickets in the very first over, everyone would have then thought, look, it's just a one-sided game. But what a comeback. Started with Ben Curran, 70, Sean Williams, 57. And when they lost these two batters, everyone was of the view that it was going to be a smooth sail for Sri Lanka. But Sikandar Raza and Moyayonga proved otherwise. What a fantastic partnership. They made 136 runs and really took Sri Lankan bowlers to all parts of the park. And it was fantastic with Rasa 92 and Moyayonga 43 unbeaten. But here comes the real tale. The last ball, last over, my apologies, correction, 10 runs to get in the 50th over. And Madushka, who was carted around in his earlier 9 overs, takes a hat-trick, and Sri Lanka win by 7 runs. Great excitement. And the second one-day international schedule for tomorrow would be very, very interesting. Right, and just one more news before I spin a record for you. Afghanistan versus Pakistan in a T20 game in the United Arab Emirates. Pakistan have won that game by 39 runs. Well, that's it from me on Inside Edge this morning. Get your headsets on. Let's listen to a piece of music.